A leading brand in lawn and garden care says it's taking steps to protect bees and other pollinators. Ortho, part of the Scotts Miracle-Gro company, says it will stop using a class of pesticides known as neonics, which are linked to the decline of bees. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports there are growing concerns from policymakers and consumers about these pesticides.
Last fall, after the U.S. Department of Agriculture released survey data pointing to high numbers of honeybee losses around the country, I visited a commercial beekeeper in Pennsylvania named Dave Hackenberg, whose colonies had taken a big hit.
What we're seeing fly around here is we have probably 100, 150 hives of bees. And as you can see, looking here behind us, there's a lot of empty spots. I mean, every one of them places where there's not a bee sitting is already a dead beehive. And we'll probably lose more than that.
So you're looking at about a 40% loss?
Yes, I'm seeing die-offs. Everybody in the industry pretty much seeing die-offs.
Hackenberg says this isn't just bad for his business. It's a threat to the food supply, since bees pollinate billions of dollars of crops, from almonds to blueberries. Now, figuring out what ails the bees has been tricky. Scientists have pointed to everything from climate change to a loss of bee habitat. But the most controversial factor is a class of pesticides used both in agriculture and in lawn and garden products. The pesticides are called neonicotinoids, or neonics for short, and as the body of scientific evidence linking neonics to declining bee health grows, one company says it's taking action to protect bees. Ortho, which is a leading brand in lawn and garden care products, has announced it will stop using neonics. Here's Ortho's Tim Martin.
Consumers are becoming increasingly concerned about the environment, and we'd like to position Ortho as sort of that trusted partner to take care of insects while still being a responsible partner with the environment.
Over the last year, several major studies have added to the evidence that neonics can impact the health of bees and their ability to reproduce.
Most of the influences that have been measured so far have been negative.
Nigel Rain studies pollinators at the University of Guelph.
We're seeing impairment of pollen foraging ability. We're seeing reduced ability to return from the field.
And he says bees exposed to neonics may be more vulnerable to diseases. Ortho's Tim Martin says he hopes other manufacturers will follow their lead in phasing out neonics. But so far, the industry has not signaled that it's likely to follow suit. Karen Reardon is with the trade organization RISE, which represents manufacturers, formulators, and distributors of specialty pesticides.
The products that contain neonicotinoids are safe for use by homeowners and professionals. All of them have been approved and thoroughly reviewed by US EPA before they can be released into the marketplace.
But the Obama administration has recently directed the EPA to reassess the effects of neonics, and some states are beginning to put on the pressure. Just last week, the Maryland General Assembly passed a measure that would restrict retail sales of products that contain neonics. Delegate Ann Healy, who sponsored the measure, says even though the use of neonics in lawn and garden products pales in comparison to what's used in agriculture, the measure is still important.
I'm hoping that it will raise awareness that this is a more serious problem than anybody anticipated being.
It's unclear if Maryland's governor will sign the bill. His office says the measure is currently under review. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.